And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope your day is going well. Currently outside, it is 72 degrees, 73 degrees, and we hope your day is going well. And joining us on the phone, as he does the fourth Friday of each month, we have our representative, Rich Prell. And Mr. Prell, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, Kyle.
Well, it's good to have you on air today, and what are a few of the things you would like to discuss today?
Well, I'd like to talk about a council that has been in effect for a number of years, and it kind of just went away, it wasn't active. And Secretary of Transportation, Secretary Lorenz, has resurrected it, and if the Executive Safety Council... over the past 5 years, 2,128 people have lost their lives on crashes on Kansas roads. In addition, nearly 6,000 people were seriously injured. And she has brought this committee back to life, and there's 22 of us on that committee. And we had our first meeting a week ago this week, and our task, we're challenged to bring that to zero. Now, we all know that's probably not realistic, but if we can reduce traffic crashes, injuries, fatalities, we really need to do that. And so a lot of that will be on education and just getting the word out to people. Right now, our fatalities and crashes are up, and law enforcement says most of that is due to speed, and people are just driving faster. And so we have our work cut out for us, but we're going to tackle that and work hard on it.
And like you said, most of those crashes are due to speed, unfortunately. But again, there's still a lot of things that projects in the state that are working is. Because I know some of those maybe speed, but also some roads are kind of interesting. They get kind of windy. So a lot of the roads that are things that are being worked on in state, one are to fix roads that may have like potholes in them, but they're also to make them safer as well, correct?
Absolutely. And, an example of that is something here in southeast Kansas is over on K-99 from the Oklahoma line north, about the first 10 or 12 miles. That is tremendously dangerous road. The drop-offs are straight down off the edge of the pavement, in some places as much as 2.5 feet. They are in the process of working on that right now. That is such a dangerous road that law enforcement, unless there's an accident, they don't stop somebody there. If they're going to stop them, they will follow them until they get to the next stretch of highway where they can pull off on the shoulders. There's no place to pull off. We have buses on that highway. But like I said, a lot of people have worked extremely hard on it. Doug Blex was involved with that, and I've been involved with it, and a number of the local people over there, and they are in the process of working on it at this point in time. And there's a number of areas around our state that are that way. 160 that runs through Altamont, comes on over into Montgomery County, has absolutely no shoulders. It's a death trap, and unfortunately, it doesn't have the traffic that you can that we can get the money drawn into that. It's something that I continue to work on each and every day because it is so dangerous, and we have a lot of kids driving to high school, and they're on that highway. It's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, you got some kids that obviously going into Altamont with Labette County High School there. You got kids from around Labette County that do go there. One of the things that has been put in Labette County that's actually a little bit east of Altamont has been that roundabout. That was to help help with safety there as well. And I don't know if you've heard any news about it, but how's that roundabout? How was the reaction to that, and has it helped out any?
I'm sure it has, because it was an intersection where especially people coming from the west and wanting to turn north on 59 Highway would slow down there. And for some reason, I guess they thought the people coming from the east going west were going to yield and they would turn right in front of them. And we had injury accidents, and we had fatality accidents. This has eliminated that. Of course, with anything that's built like that, there were people that were against it and are still against it. But it is serving its purpose in making that a safe, much safer intersection than it was before.
Yeah, I've used the one in Cali County, in Arc City, and also the one just outside of Fredonia, and they are a lot safer because you go into that circle instead of just kind of turning out in front of somebody. Everybody's kind of going that same direction, and it is a lot safer because it also makes you slow down quite a bit as well. You can't fly through a roundabout, so with the speeds lower and also everybody kind of going the same direction, that does help out quite a bit with potential wrecks there.
Makes a tremendous difference. It does.
Well, also some other things that are kind of being worked on here around the county, and in Labette County, talking about the Pumpkin Creek Bridge. That is actually getting replaced completely, and a lot of it's going to be used as state funds. Is that correct?
About 90% of it will be state funds, and the balance will be paid for by the county, and if something they've made application for several times, and this time it was approved. And I think the big thing on it was before they were flying, they were wanting the state to pay all of it. Secretary Lorenz has really gotten into the cost share thing where everybody has some skin in the game, and it was approved. And I think that's wonderful because there's a lot of traffic over that Pumpkin Creek Bridge. School buses are going over that. It's an old bridge. It's not up to par, and it will be replaced. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. And that makes that just proves the point that when you do the cost share, it works, and it will get done. And I'm really pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, school buses go over it every day, but also that bridge is a huge source of commerce in the area because that connects one area to the other. That's a very important stretch of road right there, is it not?
It is. You know, there are a lot of farm trucks that go over that. Of course, just regular traffic, but a lot of commerce crosses that bridge.
So, again, that Pumpkin Creek Bridge getting replaced, and Labette County only absorbing 10% of the cost, while the state does cover the 90%. And like I say, the cost share program has been extremely important, and, of course, that will get worked on here pretty soon as well. So just a few other things here. I know some of these projects that were allocated to Montgomery County, they got done pretty quickly, including the one just to the south of Coffeyville, going into South Coffeyville. That one got wrapped up pretty quickly. But also, there's another stretch of road that's going to be worked on in Independence, is it not?
Yes, it is. And, you know, anytime there's construction, it kind of slows everybody down, and people get impatient. Please keep in mind that it's going to be so much better when it's completed. I had a meeting yesterday in Wichita, and there's one just outside of Leon where they've been working on a bridge, and yesterday it was all open, and there's no stoplight there any longer, and you can just breeze right on through. So just be patient when you come to these construction areas, and be extremely careful. We sure don't want any of the construction workers hurt out there on the job.
Absolutely. They're trying to make the road better for all of us out there and make it smoother. And believe me, there's some spots that were pretty rough that have now been smoothed over, including in Caney. That was that road, the main road through town, is extremely smooth now. I know there were parts of it that were kind of dropping off in the air, you know, on the edges.
Yes.
But it's now so much better, smoother, and in that area, and that really does help out that town because now it's not as rough, and it encourages people to drive through.
It sure does, and I want people to keep in mind, you know, you see that sign that says construction zone. Fines are double in construction zone, so if you're speeding, the fine will be double if you get picked up. And the Highway Patrol and the number of the the law enforcement agencies do patrol those construction areas. So keep that in mind.
Absolutely. When you see the orange signs, slow down and watch out for the guys working out there because they're working very hard out there again for us. Well, sir, yes. If anyone has any questions they would like to ask you about transportation or maybe something else that they have that they're concerned with, how can they get a hold of you?
If they'll call me or text me at 420-623-1133, or they can email me at richard.prail@house.ks.gov. If I can't answer the phone when you call, please leave me a message. I will call you back.
All right. Well, sir, again, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it, letting us know what's going on here around Southeast Kansas. And we will talk to you again next month.
Right on the mighty KGGF.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you very much, sir. You have a fantastic day, and you also have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.